I'll go around, is that okay?
Right, yes.
Paul Bars resting here with the three adjudicators after the decision was made to award Foden's the top prize, the first time in 40 years that they've won here at the British Open. Gentlemen, David Reid, why Foden's today?
Well, I think Michael explained to the audience what we're looking for, and whatever they chose to play, if we were faithful to the score, that's, and we have to say, agree that that band did, and we were absolutely knocked out with the playing of it, but they were closely run with other bands as well, but it was a very good performance. We thought the conductor really brought out all the detail of the music, and that's all we were looking for, whatever piece they chose to play. That's all I can say really about it.
Well, I can remember writing how the dynamics were things that happened from within the score. They weren't imposed from the out. You know, the sound just shone from out of every detail of the texture. We just felt it was a magisterial performance that was completely reflected, you know, the integrity of that score. It's such a spare score. You know, it is a magisterial score. Indeed, it is one of the masterpieces of the medium. Mm-hmm. And all three of us felt without a doubt that was the premier performance of the day.
You know? The audience were very appreciative of your remarks concerning the process in which you've used. I think a lot of the audience then understood the final decision. Did you find it difficult with the standard of the performances that there were so many good performances today, or was there a difference between the performances which you could easily identify?
Well, this is the British Open Championship. We are talking about a very high standard, a world-class standard. So we're talking really very small differences between the range of bands at the top of the class. We use marks among ourselves, but they're very small differences of marks. You know, it's just marginally more persuasive in this particular performance than this particular one. You know. So no, I don't think we find it difficult. We give it due thought, and we confer among ourselves democratically. We make sure that everybody's opinion is equally represented, and we come to a fair agreement between us, reflecting all shades of opinion in the final result that we come to.
And finally to Philip Spark, who was the third member of the jury in the box. An enjoyable experience looking at three works in a day rather than just one individual work played on 19 occasions.
Speaking personally, I think it has advantages and disadvantages. Mm-hmm. One advantage for us physically was that it gave us a little break in style and colours, and our ears could be refreshed. One difficulty was, and we wouldn't know that till it happened, but when you get down to judging subtle nuances between two performances, it's easier when it's the same piece you're talking about. So you're comparing apples with pears sometimes. And I'd approached it this morning as though it was going to be an own choice contest, but of course bands couldn't choose what they wanted to play. They were restricted to three pieces, and it may well be none of those pieces were the perfect own choice for that particular band. So reflecting, yeah, we had a very hard day actually. Some outstandingly good play, stunningly good play.
But overall, gentlemen, thoroughly enjoyed the day's banding, and as you say, you are the one decision that is correct, and you believe that you have made the correct decision today.
Of course.
And Foden's a worthy champion.
Oh, of course, no doubt at all.
Thank you very much indeed.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.